Muniz has never been a judge, but has served in high-level state government roles. The Yale Law School graduate has been former State Attorney General Pam Bondi's chief of staff and deputy general counsel for former Governor Jeb Bush. Most recently, Muniz served as general counsel for the U.S. Department of Education. He was appointed by President Donald Trump. DeSantis says Muniz comes highly touted by former employers.
And when you ask them about Carlos, the praise is effusive. Governor Bush said he is one of, I think he maybe even said, the smartest guy that ever worked for him in 8 years.
Like DeSantis's other Supreme Court picks, Muniz spoke of the importance of following the Constitution while accepting the job.
The role of a judge is to preserve the Constitution, not to add to it or subtract from it. I believe strongly in judicial independence, but judges have to earn that independence through their fidelity to the Constitution.
Florida's Democratic Party chair Terry Rizzo is ripping DeSantis' pick. In a news release, Rizzo says Muniz, quote, has no judicial experience and instead comes with a long political resume. Rizzo is accusing the governor of stacking the courts with his political allies. Meanwhile, Muniz says he is looking forward to leaving the politics behind.
In my new role, I will have a solemn duty to set aside my own policy preferences. I wholeheartedly welcome that obligation.
And DeSantis isn't bothered by Muniz never having served as a judge.
To bring somebody who's coming as a practitioner into the court, I like the way that meshes with the people who are there and the experiences that they've had. And I think Carlos has done law at the really highest level.
Earlier this month, DeSantis named Justices Barbara Lagoa and Robert Luck to the state's highest court. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.